Little shunk. Welcome once again to Chill Filtered, the podcast where we drink whiskey so you don't have to, but you probably should, and you probably are. That's why we like you. This week, we're drinking something very special, a brand called Brook Hill, made by Rare Character. But before we talk about whiskey, before we talk about anything else, hit us up on patreon.com/chillfiltered if you want to be joining in on drink-alongs, which are our monthly sharings of samples and drinking along on YouTube Live once a month. So if you want to be a part of that, hit us up on patreon.com/chillfiltered and sign up for the $10 tier or more, and you will be getting some fun samples couriered your way so we can drink together. That's the business. Here's the podcast. Brian, I see you got a haircut. How is that haircut?
It's great. It's everything I wanted. Feeling good. It's nice and short. It's starting to get hot out in Arizona a little bit. I actually turned the air conditioner on the other day.
Oh, I love that feeling though.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, being cold when it's hot outside. It's so nice.
I say it's hot, but you know, it's really only like mid-70s or something. Yeah. But
it's getting up there.
Yeah. Things are good. I had a self-care day today. I feel like I had a whole weekend in one day today. Nice. So I'm just gonna gush about everything I did today. I had an appointment today to get fitted for a custom suit.
Ooh, yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
So time in life.
Yeah. There's this company called Suit Supply. Okay. And you know, they take themselves very seriously and they will custom fit suits and measure you, and you get to pick through a whole book of fabrics, and you get to choose all sorts of stitching and the lining inside and blah, blah, blah. So, the suit that I have now is, well, I guess I have two suits now, but you know, I got them like a decade ago.
Yeah.
So they kind of fit me like a frumpy, I just graduated from college kind of thing.
I had one of those too.
Yeah. So I went in there and I was just like, hey, I need you to bring me up to date here. And, and the last thing I want is for it to look any sort of frumpy. I want it to fit just right. I want it to look sharp. I want it to look modern. I want everything. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you came to the right place.
Are they a brick and mortar place?
Yeah. Cool. There's only one in Phoenix. So I had to go way up to North Scottsdale in order to go to the store, but totally worth it. I loved it. Great experience. Yeah. And here in like a month or so, it'll come in and I'll get to go up and they'll do some finishing touches, tailoring and stuff on it and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just a nice charcoal gray suit, just something to wear anywhere all the time, anytime I need a suit for anything. So should be nice.
Love a good suit. Yeah. I have a few that were like fitted well to me. I have one. Yeah, it probably fit me well because I was about the weight I am now when I got it fitted. And then I have a few that still need like a little more adjustment, but it's nice to feel good in a suit, but I never had like the full out, like I bought suits that were like just about my size and then gotten them like more fitted.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something else to being like, getting it from the start tailored to you.
He had me trying on a bunch of different jackets that were like, you know, kind of ready to go, could be tailored options. And just my body is just weird. I've got like monkey arms and like apparently. Yeah, you got the
Josh Groban noticed your arms.
Yeah, right. My arms are so long. Josh Groban was like, damn. anyway, I my shoulder fits a size 40 jacket. My chest fits a size 42 jacket. Okay. My waist, a little love handle action, is like a 44 jacket. Oh, so weird. Like I was just all over the place in terms of like, and you know, if I had picked a 42 jacket and they'd let out the waist area and brought in the shoulders, it just would have looked a little blocky. It just would have looked a little weird. So I went the extra mile and was like, let's just do this from scratch. So
it
was fun. Yeah.
That's cool.
While I was up there, I ended up taking a couple things that Curtis and Katie needed to the hospital.
Oh, are they about to have their, or have they already had their chicken nugget?
For all I know, it's halfway out right now.
Wow. That chicken nugget.
Yep. Chicken nugget.
And that's a boy, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a boy. Yeah.
They have congrats. Not... Shout out to Katie and Curtis.
Let's get a chicken nugget ding here. Yeah.
First ding of his life. Nice. Happy to hear that. Congratulations, Wox family.
Yeah. Anyway, while I was up there, I popped into Trevor's store up there and liquor store.
Yep.
And they had their raffle going on. And I was checking out, buying some stuff. And like, I saw he was pulling the numbers for he was pulling the names for the raffle right there. And I was like, hey, I don't suppose there's a Brian Rapp in there. And he was like, actually, yeah. And I was like, what?
Kidding me?
And I looked over there. And like he had like tickets out, and they weren't in any kind of order. So I was like, "Hey, so like I'm here right now. Do I get first pick?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." It wasn't very. It was kind of just like standard stuff. There was
wasn't like antique collection.
No.
Okay.
as Cole sighs a sigh of relief here.
I don't know why doesn't. I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't. But it does. I'm like, why can't I find bottles like that anymore?
All right,
go on. What'd you get?
This is a you'll be happy for me bottle. Mm-hmm. There was standard stuff like Four Roses single barrel. Okay. There was a Old Forester single barrel store pick from Trevor's, that kind of stuff. But the best thing there was Old Fitzgerald.
Oh, nice. What year?
Yeah, 8 year. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
eight is the lowest it goes, right?
Oh, I think so. I don't think I've heard of less than that.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So, I mean, super fun. I've literally never had it before. I know that it's probably, I know it's very overhyped. Even the guy checking me out at the register, he was like, you might want to try this at a bar first. And I was like,
yeah, that's funny. You're like, I'm already buying it.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, $118. I mean, like the bottle's so iconic. Like, how could I not?
That, nice decanter.
That had to be the one. So anyway. Yeah. Lucked out there, and then I ended up doing a little tradesy with a guy, and ended up picking up another. Well, not another, because this is my first one of those. But it is a rare character.
Nice,
and it is the Trevor's Rattlesnake Run.
Dark.
Yeah, I know. You can't even see me through this thing.
Yeah.
This is a cognac finished rye from Rare Character. And to my knowledge, I heard, I don't know if this is true, but it's the only cognac finished rye that Rare Character has released so far. Maybe. Tell me I'm wrong in the comments, maybe.
I can't.
But this is, I missed out on this because we had our Thanksgiving dinner the day after Thanksgiving when my family was in town. We decided to do it the day after Thanksgiving. And the day after Thanksgiving, Trevor's did a big drop of Rare Character and a couple
other
things.
Did they give warning for those?
Yeah, they did. I knew it was coming and there was just nothing I could do about it. So I wasn't going to leave my family at home while I ran to Trevor's to grab one of these. But anyway, I ended up being able to trade. I overvalued it a little bit, but it's what I wanted. I wanted it so bad. Hey. I gave up Jack 10 and 12 this year's Jack.
Oh, 10, wow. Jack 10 and 12 this year's. So do you have any Jack 10 or 12?
I do.
Nice.
Yeah. I still have another 10 and 12 of
for this year.
Yeah.
Nice.
Total Wine on what was it? Wednesday. I went just because I knew that it was showing up and I was like, well, Wednesday's usually a good day to go. So I rolled up and then my buddy Sean came walking up later and he was like, hey, what do they got? What's the news? What's the news? Seeing if I knew anything. And I was like, I have no idea. I'm just here because I think maybe they'll have it. And he was like, yeah, they have it.
Oh wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So anyway, got some there too, and here I am.
That's cool. We had a Virginia drop yesterday. I mentioned it on the Discord. And it was like the first time in like 2 or 3 months that they've done it. And we were all like giving up on the fact that there's probably just not going to be doing it anymore. And then all of a sudden it happens on leap day. And apparently, and none were near me. Like there was not even one within 15 miles of me, basically. So it wasn't really going to be worth it to book it anywhere. But the two things. So one is that, you know, it's on the table again, like drops are back on the table, which is great. But then secondly, I heard that everything that was showing up in these drops across the state were just Buffalo Trace products, like everything from Blanton's to Buffalo Trace to Eagle Rare and maybe even a Colonel Taylor single barrel. But that's about it. But I'm hopeful because there's so many things we've missed over the past 3 months in Virginia. Right. So I'm really, really hoping for like, I don't know, like, yeah, like a Jack 10 or 12 or something like that. So
yeah. Like, what are they just stockpiling somewhere? Like, what are they doing?
That's what they're, I mean, there's no other option. Like they are just stockpiling at this point. Yeah. So, no, that's cool. Did you do anything else today?
Haircut. And that was it. Nice. Yeah. Nice. So, and, it was far from home. I mean, it took my whole day. I left home at like 8:30 and I got home at like 3:30.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So when you have your little chickpea, you will realize how great a day that is.
I bet.
To like spend 6 hours doing things that you need to get done.
Right.
It is glorious when you're a father to like unhindered get stuff done. You don't even need to leave the house. If you are unhindered and get stuff done, it is a blessing as a father. I mean, at least of a father of a baby, or at least less than 5 year old. I think about all this. I'm like, man, if I just had like 4 hours with no expectations of me except just get stuff done. And I love my children. I love them from the depths of my heart. But there is just so much joy in like the other day I had, I took a half day because I needed to get some stuff done. And it was just, the kids were at daycare and school and Heather was at, work and I was just getting stuff done.
Nice.
So
Like going and spending 2 hours at a suit store getting measured. I imagine
you'll
that's
never do that.
Literally impossible with a child.
Oh my goodness, could you imagine? That'd be funny. But not to like scare you or not to be that, you know, superior to you or anything. Like it's just like, no, you're gonna one day find out soon that like those are blessing days. And I'm sure you had a great time today, let alone, you know, just that you were out and about and having a good time. But
yeah,
man, what would I do?
It's like the thing that you're most jealous of today is that I spent 4 hours by myself.
Oh, yeah. You found like, you know, an antique collection bottle or something. Like, yeah, but that day.
Yeah.
So I hope our listeners aren't offended by this, but I got something myself today.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saving for a shotgun. And I bought a shotgun.
Oh, cool.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of little daughters and I don't know. Like, I'm not one to like, I do own a few guns, but I'm not one to like really carry it on person or carry it in my car or anything like that. I like target shooting a lot. I don't do competitions or anything like that. I just like setting up cans in a controlled environment, not anywhere near my house or near people, and I like knocking them down with a gun. And for the shotgun, I was like, all right, I do like trap shooting, but I also like want to have something because I got two daughters now, and I'm not excited to defend them, not at all, but I'm like, but if I gotta defend these girls, I'm gonna blow someone's head off if they like you know, make a wrong move. But anyway, I don't really mean that. That is mostly a joke. But I will defend them is what I am saying. I bought a shotgun today. First shotgun I've ever owned.
What goes into the decision process for how you select a shotgun?
That's a great question, because normally my other guns, I like researched and like looked into the brands and looked into like, you know, recommendations and talked to people and stuff. This is the first gun I walked up to the counter and said, here's my range. Show me what you got and I'll feel them all out. And he only had like two or three options that I was like, okay, I'll pick this one. And it was kind of in the price range I was looking for. And I really appreciate the good feeling in the shoulder. Like if you're holding it, like it's really good, like, you know, grip to the shoulder, it feels pretty good. Then that's all I really care about. As long as it doesn't have a lot of complaints for the brand or for the style or something like that, I'm down. So
do you get to, go shoot it within a certain amount of time to like know, and if you could go return it after, you know?
I bet I could. Not planning on it though, but I need to talk to Uncle Joey. He's got some land that I can shoot on.
Nice.
So my wife's got an uncle, and he's got some good land that's like really good for just shooting.
Nice.
And so I'll probably reach out to him and be like, hey, I gotta try out this new gun.
Nice. So what brand is it?
Remington.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. I mean, I know like hardly anything about guns, mm-hmm. but yeah, I've heard of Remington. Yeah.
That's cool.
This episode brought to you by Remington.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
I have gone skeet shooting a couple times.
Nice.
And I really enjoy it.
It's super fun.
I really enjoy it, but no, yeah. I don't own any guns. Mm-hmm. We don't have any guns.
You're in the great state of Arizona, where it's the wild, wild west.
Yeah, I'm the only one in Arizona who doesn't have any guns. So
I never bought one when I lived there, not thinking about it. I only had like one with me two with me while I was there.
Yeah. No, what's the word? I have no, I don't dislike them at all.
Terroir?
No. Yeah, right. Terracotta.
Terracotta. Yeah. No, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, like no qualms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's not a reason why I don't have any guns, but I just
wait till you have a daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there is no way to know how I'm gonna feel, but I don't know. I can't answer.
No, that. I don't expect to do either. But my wife was more like, I feel like she was more pro gun when we had daughters, or at least kids, where she's like, hey. If anything happens, like, I don't want to even make a decision that will, you know, like, how are we going to take care of this? Like, I want to be able to take care of it. So that was
right.
But yeah. So yeah, I'm excited about that. But I won't probably be able to shoot it for a while.
Is this the kind of thing where you bought it, but you have to wait a couple weeks or something? How does that work?
Not in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
There's no, what do they call it? Waiting period?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they just do a background check and but some states you got to give it like at least a few days or waiting period. So, so there's that, everyone. So if you want to not worry about that, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And, this week on what gun would you choose?
Yeah, exactly. I'll choose the Plinker. I am excited. Because I get excited before we record now because I enjoy recording, but I also really dig the Reentry Buzz episodes. So they've been fun.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to tell me what you're
in the bag. I don't know. Technically, by the time this episode comes out, people might not know that because we're lagging a week.
That's true. It always has been hard to remember what Reentry episode we've released.
Totally.
Podcast episodes coming out and everything. I guess for season two, maybe we'll get back on track somehow.
Maybe we will. Maybe that's what we'll do. Yeah. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about? We're kind of going long, but
Reentry buzz. Or no, entry buzz. The singular entry
buzz. What are you entry buzzing on?
Yeah, okay. So I kept it in the rare character family. I have many bottles of rare character sitting right here next to me. But I'm entry buzzing on the Fortuna or the barrel proof Fortuna. Nice. Or
have that bottle real quick.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when you give out samples like I do and everything.
Yeah.
I saw today somebody call this tuna. And so now forever I am just going to call this tuna.
So I took Latin for 7 years. And one of my favorite quotes is from the Aeneid, which is an epic poem. Kind of following the events after the Trojan War and after the conquering of Troy. And it's kind of it's a very, very cool story, especially when you're able to read it in the Latin. But I think it was like book 11 or something like that. It said a very cool quote. It said, "Audentes fortuna juvat," which means fortune favors the brave. Nice. And I always love that quote because I'm like, it's kind of true, you know?
Yeah, well, I studied Harry Potter for many years.
Oh, and you can say expecto and patronum.
My favorite quote is when they say fortuna major.
What does that mean? Oh, like it's, great fortune?
I don't know, I guess. Some passphrase to open a secret door kind of thing.
Oh, or like the great,
But anyway, this I really like this.
I'm
karma.
Sad because you offered to me, hey, do you want one of these? And I never pulled the trigger.
Oh, like a whole bottle?
I think so. You should have a photo of it on the shelf.
That's why I have another bottle in my Lazy Susan back over there. Nice. If you still want it, you're welcome.
Hey.
But it is everywhere over here. You can buy it everywhere all
it's
the
really
time.
It's really good
now.
Though.
Yeah, I really like it. It is 120. 120 is a little steep in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So if it's 120 in Arizona, it's probably 105 in other states. I don't know. Arizona.
We don't find it in Virginia. We got none of those.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. It is very caramel. It is very, very caramel and brown sugar. So, and like a little bit of like dill on the nose, not on the palate though.
Dilly.
But a little bit of like a dill like you might get on a rye, actually.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. I love dill though, but I don't know if I love it with. I guess I don't really know, but I don't know if I love it with whiskey. I'm entry buzzing on Cayo the Peated, as we did our most recent re-entry buzz episode, or at least most recent aired.
That is true. Yeah. Nailed it that time.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to get into some of the background and be able to drink this whiskey?
Absolutely.
Have you sipped this one yet?
So I have, yes. I won't say anything. But yeah, we reached out to the guys at Rare Character, Pete and Ian. We reached out to Pete, co-founder, and Ian, marketing manager, and they sent us some material on it that I'm looking forward to hearing. I have not spoiled myself and I want Cole to read it to me. So I will be hearing it for the first time.
The funny thing, I'll get into it, but it was kind of funny reading through some of those notes. It's just like, I'll say it now. It's funny because, and I appreciate them sending it because it gives a little bit of background. But the funny thing is that it was all like, you know, what's the name? Brookhill was a legacy brand. And so they revived this brand and they're like, in honor of the old brand, we're doing these, you know, we're trying to fit these existential, you know, verbs and adjectives and all that stuff, mostly adjectives. But then they wouldn't say how, like they were just like, in the spirit of old brand, they were resilient and this is resilient. Like, it's sort of funny.
And you're like, what does resilient mean?
Yeah. What does resilience mean in terms of whiskey?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. He did say they're working on it and they're workshopping it, trying to finalize all the marketing. So this is hot off the presses enough that they haven't even finalized.
And we're grateful to Pete and Ian for even just reaching out. Cause sometimes we're a little late in the game of reaching out and then they'll be like, we don't have time, but they did have time. So we appreciate them.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. Quick shout out to Wayne, our newest Patreon member. He's at the Stemless Glencairn tier, and he will be couriered his Stemless Glencairn very soon. So shout out to Wayne. We love you, man. Hot diggity. Wayne.
Ooh, that was a good one.
All right. We love that guy. You told me about it. You were at a...
I had Wayne
tasting
over
with him, and he seemed like a really cool guy.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Had Wayne over with a bunch of other guys and we had a great night. We were able to, Wayne was able to try a whole bunch of stuff that he'd been interested in lately and everything.
Oh,
and he had a great time and
Isn't
he brought
that a great tasting. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
He brought, homemade, Irish cream. Oh man, it was so good.
Really?
It was so good. He brought it in a mason jar and everything. Nice. And it like, I can't remember what I did with it. I did something crazy with it. Well, I guess putting it in my coffee isn't crazy. I did that at one point, but then I think I like made like cereal with it or something.
Ooh.
It was ridiculous.
Late night cereal or morning if you're into that. Is Irish whiskey traditional for Irish cream?
I have no idea. And I don't even know what he put in it. Yeah.
It was just delish. Yes. All right. So we're drinking Brook Hill, a single barrel, specifically a pick, but we'll get into that. It's 119 proof, 119.1 proof. So we have done Rare Character on the podcast, sort of. Yes, Rare Character is the brand behind Brook Hill. But we never did history on Rare Character because we did that Amberana finish.
Yeah, you loved that one. Yeah,
it was so weird. But I assume that Rare Character makes whiskey that isn't just weird, and this will be the second Rare Character product I think I've ever had.
Nice. This one's a little better than Amberana, I'll tell you that.
Okay, good. So let's talk about some Rare Character and Brook Hill background. So very recent company, only started in 2021. So mid pandemic, conception. It was probably conception. It's probably the one I wanted to use, but anyway, the pandemic had a big impact on the business as Pablo, I'm going to go with Moy.
Oh, I'm actually not sure how it's pronounced. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Moy. One of the co-founders of the was a restaurateur. And he started to pivot a little bit when the restaurant scene took a hit. The other guy is Peter, or also known as Pete. The guy we were talking about, Nevin Glosky co-founded it with him, and Pete had already been working in the spirits industry already. He was behind certain brands like Avua Cachaca. It's Cachaca, right? It's like Cahaca? That, like rum-like spirit.
Cahaca?
No, Cachaca. I don't know. Somewhat like
Cucaracha.
No, I have a feeling that some of our listeners, like even Ben, not that there's not anything, you know, but even Ben's like, come on, it's Cachaca. And then John Hughes is like, come on, man, it's Cachaca. And everyone's right except me. But we love you guys because you know more than us. We love that. Anyway, Paladar, Tequila, and Sfol Aquavit. Or is it Aquavit?
I've heard Aquavit. I mean, I've heard people just straight up say Aquavit.
Not sure.
If you want to be the most right, I don't know. I can't help you.
Yeah. Anyway. According to their website, though, they really wanted to shake up the American whiskey game. But they are a company that deals in whiskey, and they source from multiple distilleries all over the country, apparently. And they are known to do special finishes and customizations. And on their website, they say, quote, our skillful team is dedicated to helping our customers create whatever they see as, quote, the perfect whiskey, unquote. We say yes where others say no, unquote. I don't know how you do a double quote, but that's how we do it. So one of the big things about Rare Character, it seems, is that they do a lot of single barrels that are customized. And it seems to me, I might be wrong on this, but it seems to me that even before the whiskey is ready, there's customization. It seems like if someone comes to them and they ask for some crazy finish on a whiskey, they might be like, that they might like, and maybe they just do that and then bottle it. Like normally you'd see like, hey, let me taste a few barrels and choose which one I like. I have a feeling that like Rare Character is like, hey, you want an Amberana finish? We'll do that. And then we'll bottle it for you. I don't know. That's kind of how it felt. So one of the big things it seems about Rare Character is that they do a lot of like single barrels that are quote customized. And to me, from what I was reading, it seemed like even before the whiskey is ready, they do that sometimes. Like sometimes someone comes to them and they're like, could I ask for some, you know, crazy finish? And they might be like, okay, we'll do that. We're going to now finish the whiskey that you wanted finished. And then when it's done finishing, you can bottle it, or we can bottle it and give it to you as a pick. As opposed to like, you know, normally when you hear about barrel picks, you just hear of someone tasting a bunch of different kinds of, or a few barrels, and saying I like this one the most.
Yeah,
but it seems like they like work with the customer a little more than that.
I can attest to that too, actually.
Okay.
So Elon over at Trevor's, he does like all the barrel picks. He leads it all from what I understand.
Nice.
I remember him specifically saying that he asked them to do this special cask. It's called a Jaquira cask, J-A-Q-U-E-I-R-A, Jaquira cask. It's some Brazilian.
Colombian singer?
Oh, Shakira?
You're thinking of Shakira.
Yes. Shakira reminds us. Jaquira. But anyway, it's good though.
Those barrel hips don't lie.
Yeah, right. It's got a little like red fruit and a little bit of spice. Not full on Ambarana spice, but anyway, he like requested a Jaquira barrel and they did that for him from what I understand.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah. So I am right in assuming what I assumed. They do actually more brands than just Rare Character. There's Fortuna, which you mentioned, which is a brand revival as well.
Or Tuna for short, by the way.
What's that?
Or Tuna for short, just Tuna.
Yeah, Tuna for short.
Yeah.
Au dentist Tuna Uwat. But yeah, there's other, you know, like legacy revival brands are pretty big. Like Kentucky Owl was one. Old Charter was one.
Old Carter?
No, Old Charter.
Oh, okay.
I think Old Carter was probably a revival too. I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, I think I looked into that and I want to say it's not. But Old Charter definitely is. At least what Buffalo Trace picked up is the Old Charter Oak. Anyways, they do something called Pride of Anderson County. They do an exceptional series, a finishing series, and something called Obliteration, which apparently only had 36 bottles in existence ever.
Yep.
Apparently it was pretty cool. But at least according to Brian, this is their top-notch stuff, the Brook Hill brand. So let's talk about Brook Hill. There's very little info available, even on their website. We even reached out and they said they couldn't give us much. Nonetheless, we're grateful to be able to drink from this bottle. Not that they sent this bottle, for the record. Apparently, the brand Brook Hill was a thing well before Rare Character. At least on their website, they mentioned that it was a thing around 1900, like near the turn of that century, the brand was around. And it is a brand of bourbons and rye, Brook Hill. And it looks like they are all single barrels thus far. And I kind of like the label. It's kind of cool. On their website, they do go into the like century plus year old history of the brand. But they say they're keeping up with the rich history and all that, but not a lot of other info. Like they're not like saying, hey, here's what makes this whiskey special besides things like resilience and because they said like the brand made it through Prohibition and they're like, well, we're resilient too, just like that. So I'm like, I love a good story, but I know nothing more about this whiskey. But anyway, but I dig the marketing. Ian doing an okay job. Ian,
keep it up.
Brook Hill single barrel bourbon. This one specifically is a 119.1. It is cask strength. It is non-chill filtered. Hey, that's non the name of the podcast. And what I know about this bottle is that it's a 10-year. Did I mention 10-year?
Not yet, I don't think.
Okay, it is a 10-year. And it was sourced from Kentucky because it is a Kentucky straight bourbon on the label. This is a pick from Life of Lugs. Lux. I know it's Lugs. Lux. But it sounds like you want to say lugs.
Life of lugs.
Lugs. Don't know if there was any special finishing, but I don't think there was for this one.
Nope.
Like I said, cool looking bottle. Brian got this total wine price, not a total wine, but he got it for $300, he says.
That's correct. I think this is the most I've ever paid for a bottle of whiskey in my life, actually.
Really? Okay. Yeah, mine was the Yam 18, and it's not that I regret it. It's just it wasn't worth $650.
I remember you saying it wasn't, it didn't measure up to previous years' batches.
Yeah, the one I had in 2015 seemed a lot better in retrospect, but who knows? Maybe it's just my taste has changed. It's still good, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't, it was light. It was, I don't know.
I think you've evolved. I think you're a new human now.
I'm a new man. I saw the light. I was baptized by the fire and the look and the flame in their eyes. I actually don't know where that bottle, or I think I do know what it is. You talk. I'm going to find that bottle or sample bottle.
A sample bottle. I was, it sounded like you were talking about your Yom 18, like you didn't know where your Yom 18 bottle was. And I will say that that was the first random breakout in song that Cole's ever done that I had no idea. I haven't
done that on the podcast.
No.
Done, baby.
No. It's the first one you've ever done that. Okay. I have no idea what song that is.
Oh, that
no
was clue. A Brooks and Dunn song.
Oh, okay.
Brand New Man.
Nice. So what did you go to find? Sample bottle?
I actually didn't have the sample bottle in front of me. Oh. So I had to find it.
Like ready to go, for ready yeah. to pour. Nice.
So let's pour it out for the homies. And by homies, I mean us.
Yeah, I got a cork pop for you.
Do it.
Classic. Classic mellow cork pop, if you even heard that, actually.
Oh, I heard it. It was like more mellow than mellow corn.
Oh, baby. Yeah, so this is going to taste like mellow corn.
Some people love MFC.
I don't think I've ever had mellow corn before.
Really?
Yep.
We did an episode, I think, on it. Maybe we nice. Didn't. I think we did, but I might have been out of that episode. No, we were in that episode. I remember that one.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like you'd put up a two-pick Tuesday for something you really want to do, like Maker's Mark Cellar Aged, and you'd put it against mellow corn, and then all the listeners
that
are
does
like,
sound familiar
mellow
too.
Corn.
Yeah. That was funny when we did that one time. I realized, like, don't like show my cards when we do a two-pick Tuesday, because like people are like, well, I'm gonna screw Cole, I'm just gonna click the other thing.
Yeah, it makes it a little obvious which way we want the show to go. Yeah. And then people are like,
well, even the Buchanans we got recently, I did not expect Buchanans to beat Travelers.
I know. Yeah, that one was pretty funny. Although, if you know, which am I more curious about? I'd say I was even more curious about Buchanan's than Travelers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't heard good things about Travelers, but we got to find out for ourselves. I still haven't sipped it, so.
Yeah, I'm excited for us to sip that. I gotta know if that's right.
Good nose.
Yeah, right? Okay. Tell me about that nose. What do you smell?
Very, like, what's the word, like very,
you got this, come on.
I know, what's that word? It's not distilled, it's it's not concentrated, it is, I guess, concentrated dark berries is kind of,
oh, berries. Yeah. Okay, I am all butterscotch. Actually, a little bit of fruity butterscotch, but
it's fruitier to me. I can get a little bit of butterscotch, but it's much more fruity than butterscotchy to me.
This is, I thought that E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof had a little butterscotch. And so to me, that was like the butterscotchiest thing I'd ever nosed. But now this is, I can't believe I ever thought E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof smelled like butterscotch after smelling this.
We'll see. Butterscotch is one of my favorite notes, and it's not like clicking hard yet, but maybe when I sip it, it will.
The berries. I mean, are you thinking, like, as you sip here, are you thinking like berries, like stewed fruit berries, like a William LaRue Weller kind of stewed fruit berries, or like bright, fresh berries as you swish and try to enjoy?
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any berries?
I don't know about William LaRue. You got a point there, actually. It's definitely not George T. Stagg flavor profile, which is more apple-y to me. This is much more berries, but it is extremely fruity and very potent. It feels like it's a 130 proofer.
Yeah, I do totally agree about that. Yeah.
It's got a very concentrated, fruity, but yeah, like berries, like stewed berries. Yeah.
Nice.
Even strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, throw it down, sugar it up, sweet it out, is good. And hot.
The number one that I'll agree with is strawberries. Because I'm not getting a berry richness so much that like it's all I taste, but there's a little bit like my secondary note is a berry that kind of lightens it up and fruitens it up. That's totally a word. And I think strawberry is the best sort of fruit to describe that sort of lightness.
The most fitting.
Experience wise though, very, very mouth coating, which leads to a very, very long finish. It just like sits there on your mouth for like minutes afterwards.
I would pay 180 for this. 300 is a lot, but I would throw down 180 for this.
Yeah. I've seen other Brook Hills, you know, MSRP, not MSRP, that's not the right term, but just like for sale at a storefront that wasn't marking it up. I've seen Brook Hills for 200 and 250. Life of Lux one is the most expensive Brook Hill that I've seen on a non-secondary market kind of deal. And I think in general I don't know anything about this Life of Lux group, and I sent a Facebook message to a guy that I think helps run it, or if he doesn't just run it, and tried to ask him a few questions like, hey, I'd like to kind of talk about this on the podcast, but you know, with Facebook, when you message somebody you're not friends with, your message just kind of goes into the ether unless they happen to remember to check their message request. But anyway, he did not get back to me because the general air about Life of Lux is that they do have very good picks. Nice. And people kind of clamor over their picks from what I've heard, and they can they have the ability to charge an extra 50% surcharge because it's a Life of Lux pick. That was the impression that I got.
Okay. So. That's what I would want. If I were like a picking group, I would be like, hey, I'm not going to pick it unless it's killer. Right. And like, even if they offer me 10 barrels and none of them blow my mind, I'm not picking it because it's not going to like represent this group.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's just do that. It should just be that easy. I'm getting a little vanilla icing on the nose now too.
Actually. I could see a little bit of that even on the palate. You mentioned the word like BTAC status, and I'd say this does fit. It doesn't, I mean, like when you say status, yes, it doesn't remind me of any of the antique collection bottles. Which is good. It's unique and it's still classy. It's still like amazing. I really like the sweetness. Like I said, it's not like an overall flavor profile. It is concentrated. Like it's like right up front. Like it's like, hey, boom, here's some strawberries, stewed strawberries. Here's some like stewed other berries. But then it's like sweet, a little bit of oak. And then fades to, you know, it's a good fade, like you said, like a good finish.
And that that finish, that fade for me at least, is a lot of oak and a little bit of leather. But nice. Mostly it's a light pepper oak that is very oily and mouth coating.
All right.
I did a little too much on the neat, so I'm going to grab another Glencairn for the water because I don't want to water this much. Okay, I don't want to water that much of my Brook Hill.
Yeah, I am one bottle.
In general, I'm a rye guy, and I am dying to try the Brook Hill rye. I am dying to try the Brook Hill rye. I'm like, I got an eye out for that. Yeah.
So, okay. Weird note. Doesn't have to define it, doesn't define it, but I almost get like a little bit of like a bile throw up note.
Nice.
On the nose. But it goes away, but it's actually weird. It's like so sharp that you're like, wait, was that like puke?
I think it was finished in a bile throw up barrel, actually.
Ah, the old bile throw up barrel. It's not addition if it's just infused.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Like my people always complain about, you know, the legal stuff with my whiskey where they're like, did you puke in it yourself, Cole? Or did you put it in a barrel that used to hold puke? And I always tell them the latter because that's what I do. No. No. But it's at first you're like, wait, what is that? And then you're like, oh, that's just stewed strawberries.
Yeah. I'm absolutely on team stewed berries now on the mm-hmm. nose with a little bit of water in this. It's so much fruitier now. And I'm not all the butterscotchiness kind of just turned into the secondary note where now the fruit is the prominent note. So it's like a big, rich, buttery fruit stew.
So is this your first sip right here with the water?
I'm about to do my first water sip.
It is weird. Not weird. It is crazy how different it is. Really oaky. The sweetness turns into like a oaky, dry your mouth kind of thing going on. With just a few drops changed everything in a bad way. I'm not a huge fan of the water pour.
Huh.
But I love it with neat.
The oak is a little more like astringent, if that's the right mm-hmm. word. It is not nearly as sweet on the palate mm-hmm. as it was neat.
Yeah. I'm a little scared to add ice, but let's do it. Let's do it. Still a little bit of berries. I could see a hard candy butterscotch.
Ooh, okay.
Tiny bit.
Interesting that it took ice for that to come out for you.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, white sugary sweet for the nose.
Got my cube in there now, swirling it around, giving it the SJ.
Much better than the water pour.
The butterscotch is back on the ice for me.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, the oak doesn't like show up in a weird way with some ice like it did with the water pour. Pretty good. Pretty good. Much prefer it neat, though. Weird finish now that I'm talking.
Yeah.
Oakier finish than before.
Actually... yeah, I get a lot of the side of the tongue bitterness here with ice now.
Yeah.
And I'm not really picking up on any notes I actually like here. I'm not picking up on notes that are delicious. Zero fruit for me with ice, and it's more on the pepper oak side.
Yeah. All right. I have a rating in mind. Yeah,
I'm
happy with my rating. I'm going to give this a 9.3. Definitely great. Especially neat pour. Surprising how much better the neat pour is than the other two pours to me. Still good with ice, sort of. Yeah, definitely Hubba to What. 10-year, barrel proof, really good. $300, a little scary. But I would throw down $300 for any BTAC bottle.
Right.
So that's something to think about. Yeah. So
I think
high score. And I'm going to give a secondary rating of what? A plus?
Yeah.
A plus? Yeah. Yeah. A plus.
So yeah, absolutely A plus too. The A plus definition is when you sip this, you immediately recognize this is special. And yeah, it's immediate. That you realize that this is special, and then the way that the finish just hangs on for so long, and like 30 seconds after you sip, you're still sitting there like, I can still taste so much, like A plus easily. And you know, I mean, I'm right there with you. I was trying to decide, you said 9.3, like, do I feel like I'm a little higher or a little lower than you? I'm right around there. Maybe call it 9.4. I don't know. Uh-huh. But that A plus bucket, there's only one bucket higher than that, and that's this is my top And this is my top whiskey I've ever had in my entire life.
There can only be one.
I know there can only be one, and we have yet to peg what our number one is for each of us, I think. But this, I can definitively say, I don't think that this achieves number one status, but it's at the upper end of the A-plus bucket.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I agree. Now it's time for our first legit break of the show. A break that we like to call the Whiskey World News Break.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Whiskey World News segment, and we're going to take it a little lighter today. We're going to go lighter. A little lighter. I'm not going to read a whole article or anything. I just want to give a big mega shout out to Whiskey Delbach down in Tucson.
Hey!
So Whiskey Delbach wins 4 gold medals at the American Craft Spirits Association's 10th annual judging of craft spirits.
Nice.
So they posted it to their Instagram, and they say that they're incredibly proud of the team bringing home 4 gold medals.
Classic, 4 gold.
Yeah, 4 gold. Classic, Dorado, Normandy, and Ode to Isla all came in gold.
Yeah, he said Frontera got a bronze.
Yeah,
make sense. Yeah.
Frontera and Sentinel, the Rye, they both got bronze, and they wish the entire team. They wish the entire team had been there to celebrate the huge honor. So, I still, to this day, I've never had Frontera or Normandy.
Huh. I can fix that.
Well, so they're in the reentry buzz pool. So we could pull one out right after this.
Yeah, for the reentry buzz.
Yeah. You're so excited. I can tell.
Yeah. You're gonna win.
A couple other noteworthy things here. I got to open on this tab right here. So the best in show whiskey was Garrison Cowboy. Actually,
no way. Yeah. Was it the this recent one that was the 141?
I assume it was because I assume that they'd be putting in their recent releases.
Good for them, especially a distillery that distills their own stuff.
Oh, you know what? I can barely see in this pixelated photo that it looks like it says 70.45 or whatever it is, the Barely Hazmat Garrison. Mm-hmm. And that's in our reentry buzz pool, too.
Hey, we'll be drinking that next.
Yeah, could be. I was just going to glance through here. I see some Chattanooga. I know that name. We got some Garrison Brothers. We got some Starlight.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still haven't done them on the podcast.
Yeah. Wait, no. Starlight was Starward. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Starward. Okay, well still. I have yet to try Starlight. I don't know.
Yeah.
but anyway, silver those were all gold medals. Nice. Silver medals, I'm looking through here. I see another Garrison Ladybird is actually really good. Have you ever had that?
Oh, really?
Have you ever had Ladybird? Oh man, it's I'm trying to remember what the finish is, but it's cognac, I think.
That sounds familiar. I think I mentioned that last week. Something like that.
I think Lady Bird is my favorite Garrison, actually.
Nice. Even more than Cowboy?
So there's just more to it. Cowboy is an oak leather kick in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like stag syrupified.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Whatever. That's what came out of my mouth right now. So yeah, I'll roll with it. But Lady Bird has this extra layer of like complexity in by the way of fruitiness, because I think it's cognac, if I remember correctly. But
that's cool. Could you imagine like being a cool, like someone like, why am I blanking on his name? Mark DeVierthaler.
Yeah.
Being there and like, working up your name, like being a good distiller, being like a baller, and all these other cool distillers are there too. And you'd be like, oh man, I've always wanted to see who, it'd be cool to meet all the other distillers.
I know. I think it was Nick Taylor who was telling a story about how he used to go to the conventions and nobody knew who he was, but then, like suddenly he was at the conventions and people are like, can I take a selfie with you? And
stuff. No way. And that's
like,
so cool.
To like get to graduate up to that level, to earn that level, God, that's gotta be fulfilling for sure.
Seriously. Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations to Delbach. Yeah. We love you. We love you very much. And the Ode to Isla. Cool peeps. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I bet they were like, Ode to Isla was the best of the gold.
I know. Well, I'd like to think that, you know, of all the golds, even just classic Dorado, Normandy, Odiala.
Which are their standards, those two. The right. Classic Dorado got gold, and those are the ones you see everywhere in Arizona.
Right. And outside of Arizona, too. I know there's plenty of places where you can at least pick up Dorado. So keep an eye out for that. That's worth the spend if you like some smoky, mesquite smoked whiskey. Yeah.
Sweet and peat, but not peat. Mesquite. See that rhyme?
Write that fire stuff right here. All right. Well, let's get into What Whiskey Would You Choose? So last week in What Whiskey Would You Choose, we pulled our Instagram viewers, listeners, scrollers, our Instagram scrollers. We asked you, what whiskey are you shy to admit that you actually like? What are you like? Yeah.
Thank you.
I do like this a lot. So I said Knob Maple. I do think it's delicious. Full disclosure, it's delicious. Cole said plain old Jameson, and Cole won with a
vote. I won.
Yeah, plain old Jameson. Not as many.
What was the percentage?
Yep, 64% to 36%. So
that's like twice what you did. Almost.
Not as many people like the syrupy dessert Knob Maple.
Nice, but we had some good write-ins.
Yeah, I got some write-ins though. So Kilted 518, Miles Ferguson.
Yeah.
So he says Laphroaig, aka Burnt Log or Dragon's Breath.
I feel like Laphroaig is only like it's not exactly like. Guilty pleasure though.
Yeah.
Like a manly man drink.
It's not too embarrassing to admit that you like Laphroaig. But still.
Some people would be really weird, not weirded out, but like would be like, no, I can't even touch that stuff because it's too peaty. So I get it.
Katie Walks. Shout out to Katie Walks.
Mama Katie.
And Mama Katie wrote in and says Curtis votes Screwball. And he hasn't watched this week's podcast yet to know that it was discussed. Okay.
That's funny. Why you haven't listened yet, Curtis? Oh, huh?
I see. Yeah, right. Come on. Get on the train here. So Katie wrote in for herself and she said Crown Royal Apple, so good. And that's so good in apple cider too. Mix Crown Royal Apple with apple cider. Paul Clarkson wrote in. He says Bullet Rye. Bullet Rye? Nice. That's solid. It's a staple. That's like the well whiskey at tons of bars and stuff. Yeah.
But it's one of those whiskeys that you're like. If you said it was your favorite whiskey, you'd be like, obviously, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. That's a good one.
Good.
Because you're like, yeah. Like, and do I hate on Bullet Rye? No, it's just not what I typically go to. But I feel like that's the perfect answer, Bullet Rye.
Nice.
Plus, like, you know, like Crown Apple's a great answer, too.
Yeah. So Madtown marketer Ben Klepsig wrote in. He says, I know it's a meme, but I like MFC. What is MFC?
Oh, MF Corn.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Quiet Google. Mellow Corn.
We almost got him to cuss today. We
almost everyone.
Marco and AZ wrote in. He says flavored whiskey, Red Stag. Red Stag.
Yeah, it's like the cinnamon. Or no, it's cherry cinnamon. Jim Beam.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So for flavored whiskey, Red Stag. For normal whiskey, he says Evan Williams.
Nice.
And whiskey drinking panda. So pandas enjoy
Joey T.
Starlight bourbon finished in Ambarana barrels.
Speaking of Starlight, speaking of Ambarana.
You know, I've heard the Starlight Ambarana is one of the better Ambaranas and not just like ridiculous, overly finished kind of flavor. So,
like, making me like twitch
just thinking about it.
Is that everyone?
That is everyone.
All right, this week what do we got?
This week we got, if you could collaborate with a distillery to create a limited edition whiskey, what would it be and why?
Okay, I have a feeling this is gonna happen, and I want to be the first to put it out there and say, like, hey, this was sort of my idea, even though it was probably someone else's idea. But I would totally, and it's funny, you know, your Whiskey World News was about Whiskey Del Bac, but I would hit up Mark and be like, Mark, and maybe Mark's listening, but I wish they would do something like a Octomore for Mesquite. Like, wouldn't that be so cool? So if I were to collaborate with Whiskey Del Bac, I'd be like, you know, it might not be great, but it might be fantastic to over mesquite some of this barley and like put out a product that is low in age, but high in mesquite, and basically like, you know, like Hypernova or Supernova for Ardbeg, but for the fantastic distillery that is Whiskey Doubach. So
nice.
Over mesquited whiskey. Put my name on it right now.
Love it. Yeah. So I'm going, that was a very unique, that was a very interesting answer. My answer is not as unique, but goodness, what I love to do this. Collaborate with, I don't know, if I need to collaborate with somebody in order to get MGP, or if I can just collaborate with MGP directly, I don't know. But I want some MGP rye, but I want that MGP rye about like 14 years. I think that's my like pinnacle rye age of being like ridiculously aged, but not like not way too much, but I'm gonna peg it at about 14 years.
That's like a BTAC age is like somewhere in that realm.
Oh yeah, true,
unless you're handy.
So I want some MGP BTAC.
Ooh, that's how you should label it too.
Yeah. MGP BTAC.
Yeah. I'm just gonna... MG Antique Collection. Midwest Grains Antique Collection.
Love it. But yeah, I'm going a cask strength, high age rye. Because that's just, you know, if I did that and I collaborated and I, did a whole barrel pick, I wouldn't give any bottles to anybody, and I'd keep them all for myself, and I'd have a lifetime supply of whiskey. So that's the plan.
I like a good aged rye. Like I don't know where Willett Family Estate got some of their older ryes, but I would drink them any day.
I don't know.
I imagine they're probably from MGP.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although, no, I want to say no, because I think they say they're like Kentucky ryes on the label, so it's probably not from Indiana. But whoever was making those ryes, come on, they were so good. And now they're making their own and they suck. I'm going to put it out there. Willett Family Estate 4-year sucks these days. Like, sorry. Yeah,
I haven't.
You should have kept sourcing.
I tried it once. I'm trying to remember where. I don't remember, but was the most
incredible before.
Oh yeah, I was at a bar. But the way it hit me that night was just one of the most herbal ryes I've ever had, and I just was not into that much herb. I want the hard candy,
dude. Even the 4-year used to be like hard candy, cinnamon, and like it was so good, good. And now I've tried a recent one. I'm like, oh, this is not my thing. Even the 2 years, they used to put out 2-year Willett Family Estate Rise, and those were good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Sucks. But anyway, so this next week, we haven't decided what we're going to put up against, but maybe we'll put the Old Forester up again. Maybe.
Yeah, we've got something. We've got something we really want to drink. What were we originally going to put the rare character up against? Oh, the 1924. That's pretty hot and new lately. Oh, right. Oh yeah, that's Old Forester.
What about that versus
Traveler
Ardbeg Anamorphic?
Ooh, sounds great.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope our listeners will vote according to their hopes this week.
I hope. I hope I can keep it together through the reentry buzz. I think this Brookhill like hit me harder than whiskey normally does. I'm like, I don't think I've ever lounged back in my chair so far while recording.
A little bit of that too. Yeah. I can't even finish this amount, even though one's water and one's ice. So that kind of gives it away a little bit, but I only poured like an ounce. I only poured about an ounce, and it was potent. You know, it hit you.
Yeah, I think I did.
So I hope that I can. I hope I can sweep on the reentry buzz after this. But most of all, listeners, I hope that our love of whiskey lifted your spirits. We'll be right back. You're both idiots.
Sweet.